CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter. We've had a lot of dire warnings about the impact of the sequester budget cuts. Now President Obama says we'll start to see a drag on the economy.
Every time that we get a piece of economic news over the next month, next 2 months, next 6 months, as long as the sequester is in place, we'll know that that economic news could have been better if Congress had not failed to act.
The Pentagon will absorb some of the heaviest cuts. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has to deal with it in his first days on the job.
The Navy will gradually stand down at least four wings. The first wing will stand down in April. Effective immediately, Air Force flying hours will be cut back. This will have a major impact on training and readiness. The Army will curtail training for all units except those deploying to Afghanistan.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
In depth now at 7:32, some analysts say the president not accepting any responsibility for sequestration. They also say the same thing about House Speaker John Boehner. And the president bristled when asked by a reporter today why he is so powerless, saying, "Give me an example of what I'm supposed to do."
Later, President Obama dismissed a reporter who suggested he lock GOP and Democratic leaders in a room until they fix the problem. We talk about all this with Ron Fournier, editorial director at National Journal.
What he's trying to do is play to the cameras and say, "I've done everything I can, and there are no solutions out there." But it's a dodge. It's not the reporter's job, obviously, to come up with a way to deal with very obstinate Republican Congress. If it was, the reporter would be president. And the reason why we're reporters is because we're not capable of being president. Barack Obama is. Barack Obama is a very talented, skillful, powerful man. And unfortunately, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. He's got to figure a way to work with Congress. And Speaker Boehner's got to figure a way to work with President Obama, because it really is a pox on both houses that we're going home this weekend with no deal.
But Ron, clearly something has to be done. And since I don't have the president on the line, I do have you. What's it going to take to bring this to an end?
Well, both sides are going to have to give a little. And it's not going to be easy. The Democrats aren't going to want to have to give up more spending cuts and, God forbid, some entitlement reform. And Republicans aren't going to want to close some loopholes and, God forbid, raise some more taxes. And neither side wants to admit the truth, which is that we're all going to have to sacrifice, including the middle class. But that's what it's going to have to take. Some give and take and some honesty. And lastly, some leadership.
Do you think people in this area listening to us right now are going to feel a lot of financial pain before it's all over?
It's hard to tell, because it's hard to know who to trust, and that's a terrible thing for me to have to admit. If you believe the White House and the administration, yes, there's hundreds of thousands of people who are going to be furloughed. The services that we get to a very large degree in this area are going to be cut. But it's hard to tell whether or not the administration is hyping this or not.
Ron, sometimes things get so bad you have to try and find the humor in the serious situation, but sci-fi fans couldn't help but notice that the president said he can't perform a Jedi mind meld, mixing Star Wars and Star Trek references. Never thought you might see that coming from the White House.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I don't know if Bill Clinton would have come up with that one. I know George Bush would have. It's a heck of a thing for a president of the United States to basically admit, "I'm powerless and I can't get it done," which is what he's doing. I mean, he doesn't need a Jedi mind trick. What he needs to do is figure out how to govern with, admittedly, a very obstinate, narrow-minded Republican majority in the House. And Speaker Boehner, I'm sure, feels the same way. How is he able to deal with a very stubborn Democratic president in a very divided Republican caucus? But you know what, gentlemen? You ask for the jobs. Get it done.
There's been a big sideshow this week with legendary reporter Bob Woodward and some back and forth with the White House. And did they really threaten him? We got to see the emails, and maybe it wasn't as severe as Woodward had first suggested. But what's going on in the White House with all of this profanity, all of this yelling at reporters? I know that's hardly new in Washington, but are you seeing a new breed of profane behavior here?
It is hardly new. It's you know, worse than it's been. It gets worse every cycle as the culture itself coarsens and as politics gets more polarized and as the media gets more polarized. But let's not forget, you hit the point in the first half of your sentence. It's just a sideshow. What was said to Bob Woodward, what was said to me and other reporters, you know, really doesn't matter a lick. What matters is that this is a White House right now that is more interested in berating reporters than talking to John Boehner. What matters is that both the Republican House and the White House didn't get the job done, and we're all facing the effects of that. That's what they should have been focusing on this week instead of Bob Woodward. It would have been nice if there had been at least one meeting between leaders this week and not waiting until the deadline was over, rather than sending out tweets suggesting that Bob Woodward is over the hill.
Is it possible that we've just reached critical mass and that the president and Congress just now don't function anymore?
I'm afraid that's what the conclusion I'm starting to come to. I mean, you saw the President of the United States today. We all laughed at it, but the President of the United States today effectively said, I cannot govern. Think about that. I cannot govern. Now, he'll blame the other side. But the fact of the matter is, your president just said, I can't govern. And the Republicans, Speaker Boehner came out to the stakeout at the White House and said, I can't govern. So if they don't think they can govern, maybe they can't. And that is a scary thing. Now, I'm hoping, you know, I love this country and this is the greatest system on earth. And I respect both these gentlemen. Hopefully they'll get their act together and govern and lead.
Were there words, I cannot govern, or in the case of the president, was it, I am not a dictator?
Yeah, when he tells us there's nothing I can do, there's nothing I can do to get a compromise out of those Republicans, what he's effectively saying is, I can't govern. We are ungovernable. That's what he's saying.
That's Ron Fournier. He is the editorial director at National Journal.